So, I am back with another video. I know I made three videos this weekend, Saturday, Friday, Sunday, but it is 1:41 in the morning on Monday morning, Monday at night, basically. It's Monday. And I decided to make a video talking about how women lack male empathy. And really try to let women know what they're doing is hurting men, and it's hurting them. It's hurting them. And they don't seem to understand why. So this might be a longer video than usual. I don't care. I think it's a good analysis topic, but yeah. So this one's to the ladies. Ladies, you guys lack empathy. Human empathy when it comes to men. You have been brainwashed by the Zionist who basically funded feminism. First of all, feminism was funded by men. That's feminism 101. It was funded by men to tax you guys and destroy the nuclear family. And it worked. And it's one of the most powerful things in the human race is a strong nuclear family. And when that broke down, everything, single motherhood just went up. It just skyrocketed. It was the only where it was the only way to go. So you guys have been duped, okay? You guys were duped long ago, back in the 1800s. First wave feminism was funded by a family I will not name, and basically, that's how you got women's voting rights and stuff. And I am in agreement with that. I'm not this caveman, okay? Second wave feminism, I believe, was when, the single parenthood started. That's where everything went bad. Then you have third wave and fourth wave feminism, and you guys are crazy, okay? You guys are absolutely out of your flipping mind because you guys are consuming a lot of medication that you probably don't need. A lot of your problems are coming from a false ideology, but a very extreme ideology. This whole I don't need a man, but I need a man to fix my car and pay my bills, or it's like, which one is it? I had this one girl say, I don't need a man, but she asked me for help to have put gas in her car. And I didn't do it because it was like, wait a minute, you have a job, you have this and that, you've kept your job for 5, 6, 7 years. Why do you need my help, a man of all things, to help you with something that you just said you don't need a man? You don't need me. So why are you asking me for help? And that's a lot of you women. A lot of you women are out here broker than what you realize, more in debt than what you want to admit to, and you guys are so prideful. You're up there with Lucifer. You guys think that because feminism taught you a lie, and you guys fell for it, that you guys can't say sorry. You guys are so prideful. That's one of the top three issues right there. And a lot of the things that you guys are going through is directly your fault. Now, you guys don't really have any empathy for your family. I can sense it. You guys don't have any empathy for your brother because you guys consider him a part of the patriotical enemy. I get it. I guess, whatever. Status quo numbers, whatever. But I do see a lot of these women looking the same. It's like you guys all come from a feminist factory with the septic ring nose thing and the piercings and the dyed hair. And if it's not being dyed hair, you guys are shaving your heads. If it's not that, you have long hair, but you're single at 30. If it's not that, you're single, but you have a bunch of cats. If it's not that, you're drinking wine. If it's not that, it's mental health issues, undiagnosed bipolar, borderline personality, diagnosed borderline personality with no medication, medication for the wrong thing, debt, college debt. You guys are girl bosses making $150,000 a year. Everything's gone before payday. Like, if it's not one thing, it is the other. If it's not that, it's something else. There's probably a symptomology I can make. A symptom checklisting of the feminist woman, the modern woman. And I have seen a lot of women act the exact same way. You guys are either broke, have severe mental health issues, and you guys are bitter. It's one of the three in a generalized consensus. And it all boils down to you guys were lied to, bamboozled, and you guys have no empathy. You guys have been engineered to have no empathy for half the population. And you only care about your fellow woman if they're single. Once they have someone, you hate them too. So you have no empathy for really anyone. I don't even think you have empathy for yourself, which is psychopathy. So a lot of women are probably psychopaths than what we want to admit to. We don't want to, society will not fault women and say, hey, y'all need to stop this or you guys are going to end up dying alone, whores. We won't say that. What we'll say is, well, we have to go into their background. We have to understand why the patterns and all these psychological terms that don't apply to men. When I'm having a bad day, no one cares. When I'm about to like snap and blow my brains out, no one cares. No one's here to listen. No one cares about that. All they care about is can you perform and can you compete and shut up. That's it. Shut up, hard R word. That's it. That's personally all I get. And I'm a doggone minority. They don't care. No one cares. But when it comes to women, we often try to explain and rationalize. Some people just make bad decisions. And you guys need to start admitting that. Women, you need to start admitting that you make bad decisions a lot of time. You probably are looking for a good father figure that you never had. You won't admit that. There's probably some abuse somewhere in your childhood or teenage years. You won't acknowledge it. You don't care to acknowledge it. So you won't heal. And then you have all these dark soul ties with everyone except for the person that treats you right. And you won't acknowledge it. You won't, you refuse to get help. That's the part that I don't like. If you've been through something, you need to process it in therapy. You need help. A lot of you women need real help. A lot of you women don't need to be on your phones for at least a year. At least a year. At least 12 months. Going into 2027, you need to be on social media. You don't need all that validation. You don't need all those likes and comments. You don't need all those DMs. You don't need any of it. It doesn't help you pay the bill. So what are you doing it for? I'm getting off topic, but this is a good rant. This is a good rant. Women lack a male empathy. Now, ladies, you guys, when you guys are young and pretty, you guys are cruel. And you guys trade your souls to have the earth. And you guys get the earth. But you guys go through hell later on in your 30s and you guys pay for it. That's probably the worst part. And I have seen a lot of beautiful, beautiful women live miserable lives because they burn themselves out. I had this one girl talk to me. Because we weren't together, we're nothing like that. We were just friends, just talking. This is about 10 years ago. She was saying, yeah, I've had so many bodies. When I have sex, my organs end up bleeding. It hurts. Yeah. Weird stuff. I've had another girl talk to me and said I was I would be the perfect boyfriend, but since I don't have any tats, I'm worthless. I've heard that. And women tell me things that they don't really they do not mentally understand what that does. They never stopped and understood what that did. There's this one girl. This one was funny. Well, it's not really funny, but this one was funny. She needed some help with something. This is back 20 years ago. I was a simp back then. I was a simp back in 2006, 2007. I was fat, you know. She needed help with gas money. I had the gas money. It was only $15, you know. Well, whatever. But she forgot about me. She forgot about me, pulled up with all her friends. I gave her $15 and said, "Oh, I'm sorry I was 2 hours late. I forgot about you, but thanks for the gas money," and just drove right off. I fell asleep in my car. That's why I waited so long. I fell asleep in my car for 2 hours, and she woke me up. She saw my car and honked the horn and woke me up. And I remember that night feeling very kind of mad a little bit disgusted at her because you wasted my time. Okay. You wasted 2 hours, didn't contact me at all. We had cell phones back then in 2006, 2007. We did. Okay. She could have texted me, said, "Hey, can you meet me at this spot?" Or, "Hey, can you come in my house?" No. You waited 2 hours late, came there. Took the money, said thank you, a cheap thank you at that, very quick, and then drove off with your friends. Didn't give me a hug, nothing. Didn't give me a kiss on the cheek, nothing. And she really thought that was okay. And it wasn't. And that's a lot of you women. A lot of you women think the things you do is just okay and willy-nilly. You never consider men's feelings. You never consider how it makes us feel. You never consider the pain. There's a lot of emotional scarring you do to us that men just don't talk about. Not unless you go into the YouTube comments or Red Pill Spaces. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. There was this one guy I heard about through a friend, a male friend. This is about 15 years ago, and he's gone. He's gone, by the way. You'll understand why. This girl said, "Oh, well, you can't break up with me. Look at me and look at you." Like they were having an argument, and the guy said, "That's it. I can't do this no more. It's over. I'm breaking up with you." She flipped out and said, "You know what? I'm going to tell everyone that you R-word me and that you beat me today." And she went on this character assassination. And everyone believed her. The cops were involved. He was found not guilty. She gets off the hook. People still get on him and he shoots himself. He's dead. He died at 25 years old. Now, I'm not going to say any names, but she gets off the hook. He thought what she did out of spite was okay. I guarantee it. I guarantee she just thought, "Oh, it's just a word. Oh, it's just a lie. I'll make it up. Don't worry. He could bounce back from it. He's a man. He could bounce back from it." And he didn't, and it cost him his life. Cost him his life. And I don't know what happened to the girl, honestly. I don't even know if she went to the funeral. But the guy's dead because of a lie, because she can't handle her emotions. That's another thing about you women. You guys, a lot of you guys, a general consensus, not all, but a general consensus is you guys can't handle crap. You guys can't handle your emotions. You guys get mad. You guys throw temper tantrums as adult women. You guys can't get it together. You guys can't hold anything together. You guys are just, a lot of you women are doggone adult children. A lot of you are mentally 14 and 13 years old, but you have adult bodies. I'm going to say that one more time because you guys need to hear this. A lot of you women, not all, but a lot of you women are mentally teenagers with adult bodies. And it's messing you guys up. You guys are not aligned in the mind, and it's not working. You guys are not doing good, and men are tired of picking up the pieces. I am tired of being everyone's therapist. I am tired of being every girl I see is messed up and broken and da 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 da, and they need an assortment of help. Their own simps can't save them. They need an agency to save them. Like a mental health agency with an on-site doctor 24/7 and an on-site therapist 24/7. That's what they need. They don't need ChatGPT because they're talking to it too much. They need a real human to really help them sort these things out, because you guys are in the gutter and you guys are drowning in your own evil choices, and you guys don't want to be saved. You guys are sinking with the Titanic. That's scary. That's very scary, because that's a lot of you women out here. Excuse me. I am not really that concerned about you guys. It's more scary. I used to feel sorry for you women. I used to pray for the generalization of women, because back 10, 15 years ago, I thought there was more hope. I thought that women weren't that bad. I really believed that women weren't that evil. But social media has taught me and a lot of other men that you guys are just as bad as you guys want to be. And you guys are a lot worse than men. The torture you can inflict on a male is nightmarish. There are things that women can do that men can't do. Like, for instance, I can't say, I can't falsify a R word claim. No one cares about me. No one cares about me. Okay? I am a black male. I am a minority and I am wanted. That's strike one and strike two, honestly. For me, every time I walk out of my house or place or wherever where I'm at, and I'm on the porch, I am suspect number one in almost everywhere I go. And I have to keep this in mind. And for those who are black, you know what I'm talking about. But I have to keep this in mind everywhere I go. I have to act, walk on eggshells everywhere I go in the public. I have to act cordial and nice and not get mad. All that. You all know what I'm talking about. Those who are black like me, you know what I'm talking about. We have to do that, or else if you're a big black angry guy, no one's going to want nothing to do with you. I can't say, hey, someone R-worded me or someone molested me. I can't say that. I can't say that. Notice that. Notice I can't say crap. I can't say, hey, this girl took advantage of me and now I'm paying child support for a kid that it's not really supposed to be mine because this girl took advantage of me. See, I can't, like, notice how it doesn't hit the same way. See, now when a girl says, those type of things, there's like, we gotta go after this guy, we gotta kill this guy. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now imagine if the girl made those things up. They get the same response, the same automatic response. I cannot make this up, because you ladies have been given so much power. And fine. I'm not a caveman, but what I am saying is that some of you ladies are power drunk, and some of you ladies are using men to. You're using men out of spite, and it's a lack of male empathy, which I'm back to the topic of today's video. You lack male empathy, Even if you make a false claim, even if you get your brother to beat up your boyfriend or have your brother shoot up your boyfriend's place and it actually happens, you're not really thinking, nor do you care that guns are involved, felony possession, attempted murder. You don't think, you're not thinking any of this through. You're just thinking, I'm mad because my boyfriend pushed me. I'm going to falsify this, this, and this, and make my male cousin do this, this, and this, and I don't care if either of them die or go to jail. And that's happened. That's happened. That's the problem that I have with you ladies. You ladies keep lying. You ladies keep taking money from us and not paying it back, or making up lies just to make money, just to make money, and not saving. You guys don't save any money. And then you guys wonder why you're broke 24/7 the whole year. You're broke. That's another thing. You guys aren't, you guys don't have the, it's not even mental capacity. You guys have the capacity. You guys are able-bodied. Most of us that I'm talking about are able-bodied and have our mental faculties. You're just not using it. You're not using it. Every week I have a budget. Every week I have to sit here and think of who I owe. Every week I have to sit here and take out hundreds of dollars a week so I can pay who I need to pay. You girls will do is sleep around with 5 to 7 men in 1 week. I've seen this before. And then you guys will wait till rent's due in 3.5 to 4 weeks and then call the 7 men back to back to back and say, I'm pregnant. I want $500 for an abortion. I promise I'll get it. And then that'll be $3,500. And then that's rent. That's all your bills paid. I've seen it. I've seen women do that. I've seen their phone conversations, man. The girls who thought I was just, a nobody, a nice guy, a good catch, who wouldn't sleep with me and stuff. But they would talk about how they would sleep with everyone else but me and tell me explicit details. And I just sit there and listen because I was like absorbing the evilness of this girl and just like absorbing all this weird stuff and really taken aback that I didn't really react. I just sat there and just let her talk. She did with a smile. She called 7 guys in front of me and was saying, oh, and then she turned on the waterworks. She started crying on cue. You girls need to stop doing that because guys don't care anymore. Guys are not playing with you at all. And yeah, she cried on cue 7 times in a row, asked for $500. The guys panicked because they were good men. They were trying to do the right thing. They didn't know of each other. They didn't know they were seeing the same girl. And she got $3,500. Showed me her account and everything, man. And if I had any other numbers, I would have called them and said she's lying. But I was in such shock. I didn't know what to really say. I was kind of impressed and amazed. But that's the spell you have over us men. And here's the thing. Ladies, you know you got us. All right? Your stupid bodies, your stupid ways. It gets to us guys, and you take advantage. Let me tell you something about all this. This internet, this OnlyFools, Patreon, all this cam girl sites, all this gonna stop. All right, this internet is gonna stop. It's gonna get shut off. And when it happens, you guys are going to freak out, and you guys are going to probably do a lot of sex work because you have nothing left to offer anyone, not even your own families. A lot of you women are whores. And I don't like saying stuff like that. A lot of you women have prices on your head, and a lot of you women will gladly go to Dubai for 50 for like $55,000, $60,000. Do horrible things to yourselves just to make a salary for a year after taxes. Are you serious? It's a lot of you girls have a price that makes you prostitutes, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Sick of it. I am tired of all of this. I don't have any empathy for a lot of the population that don't have empathy for me. I don't have time to care. I don't have time to compliment. I don't have time to make sure you're okay. I don't have time for any of it because typically, not all women, but the modern woman is soulless, medicated, broke, irrational, whores. And I don't like saying stuff like that, but I don't know what else to say because of how you represent yourself to the world through social media. So you're probably wondering, what can you all do? Well, you're not wondering, but I'm gonna give you guys a solution, and you guys don't want to hear that. But shut up. What in the world can you guys do to get better? First of all, get off your phones, get off social media, stop going on OnlyFools, stop pouring yourselves out on social media for validation, stop with DMs, don't accept Cash App requests or sends. Don't accept this facade that being online and being an IG baddie is the greatest things. It's not. A lot of these women are broke. You need to start budgeting. All right, you need to start budgeting. You need to start accepting that you're not very good with money and that you need help in certain areas. That could be your finances, that could be your mental health. You need to accept that you have mental problems and it's okay to ask for help. That's another thing that you guys need. And a lot of you guys need to acknowledge the fact that you were abused as children, and honestly, you never got over it. I'm not going to go into that. But anyway, I know a lot of girls that have been abused as children, and it ruined their life. It ruined their life. And now they are roaming the earth, living these decrepit Grand Theft Auto lifestyles because they never got over what happened to them. Now, I'm not going to go into detail about any of that because it makes me upset, but I have seen way too many people, and they don't get help. They don't want to get help, and they don't know why they are the way they are. And then when they confide in me after all that's happened to them, I'm like, "Well, you need to go to therapy for this. You need to go to therapy for this. You really do need help." He's like, "Oh, I don't need help. I don't need a man." See right there. But you're asking a black man for help. You're confiding your pain in me. You're crying on my shoulder. I'm wiping tears from your eyes, and then you turn around instantly with a hardened heart, a hardened spirit, and say, "I don't need anyone." And that's your number one problem, ladies. You don't know how to ask for any help. You don't know how to ask for help. I didn't for my whole 20s. I thought I could do everything by myself. And you know what? I crashed and burned. And I had to realize that sometimes you need a helping hand. And a lot of you ladies need a helping hand, not a handout, not money, a helping hand. You need a community with men and women to help you heal and build you up. And you will not allow it. And because of that, you are crumbling. And a lot of things that you ladies need to do is you need to forgive your mothers for brainwashing you. A lot of you ladies' moms were once young and had you when they really shouldn't have. Now that's a bit more deeper, but your parents need to apologize to you and say, "I'm sorry, mommy and daddy didn't work out." And that would help so much with so much pain that you are having bottled up inside your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, in your emotions, how you handle things. You never apologize because mom never apologized. You guys are always competing against each other. I've seen it in my own family. I know what that's like. I've seen it in my own family. The mother won out the daughter because the mom sees what she could have been, what she should have been in her daughter, and then the mom hates the daughter for it. It's happened in my own family. Personally, I personally have seen it through my own eyes. I know it's nasty. It's nasty. All right, it's been half an hour of me talking. It's a long one. But yeah, women have no male empathy, and I explained myself pretty well. I made some examples. I made some good story times, and that's it. All right, bye, guys.